This is the Ethanol Report. It may be simple to blame higher overall food prices on increased ethanol production, but the truth is much more complicated. It took several months for Informa Economics to study 2 decades of price data related to the Consumer Price Index for food. But CEO Bruce Scherer says the final 50-page report puts to rest the whole food versus fuel debate.
The study debunks the claim that the ethanol, corn ethanol expansion and associated increased corn demand has been the sole or even major source of consumer food price inflation. In fact, corn prices play a minor role in that equation. Consider that in the last year, with rather dramatic price increases for energy and metals and so forth, overall CPI is only up 2.3%. And in fact, CPI for food, year over year through October, 3.8%. So pretty modest inflation.
One of the key findings of the report is something that most people in agriculture already know. The prices farmers receive for the commodities they produce are only a fraction of the price of food at retail level. Scherer calls that portion of food costs the marketing bill.
The farm value of raw commodities in food account for merely 19% of total U.S. food costs. That's quite astonishing to people. But the remaining 81%, or if you think about it, 81 cents out of every dollar of food cost, is the marketing bill, which includes the costs for labor, packaging, transportation, energy, advertising, depreciation, rent, interest costs, business taxes, profits, among other costs. And the reason that this marketing bill is so heavily skewed toward non-raw commodity costs is because of the evolution over the last 40 to 50 years in the way in which the American consumer buys and utilizes food. First of all, if we go back, you know, to the middle 50s or so, 22% of disposable income was spent on food. Today, that's a mere 12%, so it's a 10% reduction over, you know, 45 to 50 years.
Scherer says another important point is that at-home food consumption has dropped dramatically over the past 50 years, which adds even more to the CPI for food because of the increased cost associated with food service establishments. To find out what is driving food prices higher, one has to look beyond our borders.
Namely, as we point out in the study, we're in an era of synchronous global expansion and growth, especially of new middle-income consumers all over the world. And so we're not operating on the same old commodity demand curves that we were just 5 and 10 years ago. So there's this global commodity expansion going on, of which corn is a part of. Corn prices have been influenced as well by lost wheat crops, particularly in Australia 2 years in a row and other places around the world, as well as other crop issues that have nothing to do with the U.S. corn situation.
Scherer points out that U.S. corn farmers have done a tremendous job in increasing production to meet the demand for corn in all sectors.
We needed 2 billion bushels more over the last couple of years. We produced 3 billion bushels more. We have more corn available today than we did a year ago. And no one is in a position where they cannot find corn for use. That is, there is no shortage. In fact, the response is so good that we're not only meeting domestic needs, both for livestock feeding as well as processing, whether it be for ethanol or other corn, industrial corn uses, but we're also, as the USDA reported, in the midst of serving increased export demands around the world with a projection by the Department of Agriculture, which we would agree with, of about 2.45 billion bushels in corn exports in this 07-08 crop year. So, you know, the corn sector and the system should be lauded for its efficiency, not chastised for, you know, some profitability and positive business environment.
The study was commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Foundation, but Scherer stresses the integrity of Informa Economics, which has a 30-year history.
While it was funded by the Renewable Fuels Foundation, the work was still done totally independently by Informa. We always tell our clients that if the results come out different than you like, we will still serve the bitter pills because all we have is our integrity and objectivity.
Foundation Chairman Bill Lee, General Manager of Chippewa Valley Ethanol in Minnesota, explains why they had the study done.
The ethanol industry has been following the food versus fuel debate for the last year, and we felt like corn and ethanol were getting a bad rap. We were very interested in getting the facts out in front of everybody. So we found a highly credible, objective firm to help us analyze exactly what's going on in food prices and how much impact corn and ethanol might be playing. We're very pleased with the Informa study. We believe it is the first truly objective analytical evaluation of the impact of corn price on consumer food price. And we think it shows that corn price is really a very small component of what's going on with food price escalation. I think this report should finally lay to rest the myth that ethanol and corn prices are driving food prices here in the United States. And this is a false debate, and it's been propagated by food and livestock and petroleum interests in a way that's both highly disingenuous, I believe, and frankly irresponsible at a time when this country's having a serious discussion about the role of biofuels in our energy security.
Details of the study are available online at InformaEcon.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.